You're listening to Classic Hits, 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. It's time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Howard Tucker Auto Parts, Image of Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. Now let's head courtside with our own Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Tim, and a good evening from Badger Sports Arena here on the campus of BB High School, as we are proud to bring you tonight's doubleheader of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball. And as always, we will start with the girls' portion of our doubleheader as we welcome you into the Arvest Bank pregame show. Mountain Home girls coming into this game with a record of 8-9 overall. They are 1-2 in the 6A-5A-2. The Lady Bombers picked up their first district victory this past Friday night. After having struggled the last few games, they were able to break their losing streak and get the victory at home over Morrilton, 54-31. Hopefully that winning trend will continue on into tonight's contest. BB comes into the game at 13-5 overall, though. It'll be a tough matchup for Mountain Home tonight. The Lady Badgers are also 2-1. In district play. Their last game actually was Friday. They had actually stepped out of district play since the 6A-5A-2 has an odd number of teams. They needed another game Friday since they weren't going to be playing anyone in district play. So they went to Russellville, and I believe they suffered the loss to the Lady Cyclones in that game. Their last district game was on January 9th, which was 8 nights ago. The Lady Badgers suffered their first district loss at the hands of Valonia. 39-33 was the final score there. And, Mountain Home had their struggles against the Lady Eagles. That game was a close matchup. But Mountain Home, I know right now Mountain Home's want to put that game out of their head and continue on with their with the winning ways that they had the other night against Morrilton. As for what else is going on in the 6A-5A-2, there was one game played last night. As Morrilton invoked the Mercer actually on Greenbrier, the Lady Devil Dogs defeated the Lady Panthers 69-38. Now, there was one other game scheduled for last night, and that was supposed to be Searcy playing at Valonia, but that game got moved to this coming Saturday because of the weather they experienced, and a lot of other parts of the state had experienced. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Valonia. This girls' game will be coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Arvest Bank pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, Big City Healthcare with a hometown touch.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you back into the RBS Bank pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home's girls are getting ready to take on the Lady Badgers of BB. Taking a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Lady Bombers, again, they are 8-9 on the season, 1-2 in 6A, 5A2. Wearing their road blues and coached by Dale Leonard, they will be going with Hannah Pfeiffer, who is a 5'8 senior, a 5'4 junior in Peyton Husky, Riley Walker, a 5'4 senior, Anna Grace Foreman, a 6'2 sophomore, and rounding out the starting lineup is Mallie Tabor, a 5'10 senior. For BB, they are in their home whites again, 13-5 overall, 2-1 in district play, and coached by Greg Ritchie. They will be going with a 5'10 senior in Katie Turner. Also, Libby Hall, she is another 5'10 senior, a 5'7 senior in Marianna Ritchie. Also, Hannah Gamble, she is a 5'9 sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup is Abby Henley, a 5'4 junior. Well, that's going to wrap up the RBS Bank pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and BB coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. RBS Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new RBS Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download RBS Go from your app store.